You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is expected, Gil, to be a closely contested NFC battle, with Detroit atop the NFC North with a record of 9-4, and the Giants trailing Dallas by a couple of games in the NFC East, also at 9-4. The Lions beat the Bears 20-17 last Sunday, but Matthew Stafford injured a finger on his throwing hand in that win, and that seemed to hinder him late in that match. Is it possible to predict how much that will influence this game, or do you expect it not to be a factor at all, that injured finger?
Well, I guess a lot of your handicap of this game is based on how you feel about his middle finger. His right middle finger on the throwing hand, of course. He wore a semi-covered glove during practice this week, but actually looked fine throwing the ball and didn't seem to be too bothered by the injury. He said that he's planning on taking every practice rep this week, and he has done so thus far as we do this about 48 hours before game time. So he doesn't appear to be overly concerned. Now, the question becomes, to what extent do you buy into that? Do you believe that? He suffered torn ligaments reportedly and a dislocation in that finger in the first quarter of their win over the Bears on this past Sunday, 20-17. And he did throw, as you point out, two interceptions after that, including a pick six, after having the finger taped, and then they put some kind of glove on his hand. But now they're really all week trying to come up with the contraption, medical term there, Dave, contraption that they'll put on his finger. They're not sure if he's going to wear a glove or what kind of contraption they'll have on that. But whatever makes him feel comfortable is basically what he said. It doesn't help that it's supposed to be inclement weather for the game. That doesn't help a finger that is banged up like his is. But, you know, 22 touchdown passes, intercepted just 5 times prior to the injuries, having a spectacular year as Stafford. 8 fourth quarter comebacks in 9 Detroit victories. Detroit's 9-4, and 8 of them they've trailed in the fourth quarter. The only game they led in the fourth and won was that New Orleans game a couple weeks back. But he sort of induced his comeback last week with the pick six, putting the Lions behind, and then he overcame his own error. But if you look at advanced stats, the Giants in the fourth quarter, according to some advanced stats sites like Football Outsiders, they're a great defensive team, not only all game, but particularly in the fourth quarter and overtime. So that might not be the way Detroit wants to go to win this football game. But as you point out, huge game for both teams in terms of the whole schedule of NFL games on Sunday. It's the game that means the most in terms of playoff position based on whether either of these teams wins or loses. So if Detroit wins or loses, it's a 35.5% swing in their playoff probability, win or loss. And in the Giants' case, it's a 40.3% swing, win or loss. Detroit right now on top of the NFC North, and the Giants currently in the number one wild card position in the NFC.
And Stafford is so important to the Detroit Lions, Gil, because they can't really run the ball at the moment. They've lost Theo Riddick, and Zach Zenner is in concussion protocol, the backup to Riddick as well. So it can't be overstated how important Matthew Stafford is to that Detroit Lions franchise.
Yeah, and Riddick specifically is a great receiver. As a running back, not, you know, he's not a guy who's going to gain you a lot of yards on the ground. He's serviceable on the ground, but great little option to have out of the backfield. So, yeah, Stafford's kind of a one-man crew. You know, Phillip Rivers kind of does this every year where the rest of his team is just decimated and it all falls on his shoulders. Well, Stafford's doing that this year, and it won't be, his task won't be any easier against the Giants team that, even without Jason Pierre-Paul last week, shut down the Cowboys and beat them 10-7, which was, you know, kind of the Giants' script. First of all, the Giants, the only team that's beaten the Cowboys this year. They've beaten them twice. They've won 7 of their last 8 games. I've talked about on your podcast how, in doing so, their point differential is nothing at all, basically, in the positive direction. So on the one hand, you look at the Giants and you're like, wow, what an overachieving team this is at 9-4. And on the other hand, you're like, man, they slayed the dragon with the Cowboys again. So, tough game to handicap, but you're giving me the 4 points. I'll take the Lions in a contest like this, especially given the Giants' offensive troubles. You know, Eli Manning, another pick, another loss, 2 fumbles last week. their running game. You talk about the Lions' running game being weak. You know, once again, last week, 2.8 yards per carry for the Giants on the ground. And the week before that, Manning picked off twice again at Pittsburgh, and he's thrown for fewer than 200 yards in the last three games each. So a team that relies on their defense, and again, keep in mind, only Odell Beckham Jr.'s one big play last week beat the Cowboys. So, you know, I'm playing a floundering offense like that. I will take the points. I'll take the line.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.